You're listening to Top Tips from Your Health Reset, your chance to get unexpected and helpful advice from our special guests. Welcome back to another Top 3 Tips with me, your host, Sinclair Keneally. And today I'm joined by the wonderful Kiran Krishnan, who is about to share with us his Top 3 Tips on how to select the right probiotics and sporebiotics for yourself. Because spoiler alert, guys, if you've been following us for any amount of time, you already know most of the products on the market are not only useless, but they may actually be damaging. So really wanted to pick his brain for you about this one.
Well, thank you so much for this opportunity to give people these top 3 tips because, you know, two things. One, probiotics can be incredibly powerful in helping people get well if it's the right type and the right kind. And number two, like you said, the vast majority of what's out there is nonsense. Number one, more is not better. This is a megalomaniacal kind of marketing thing where it's like, we need 50 billion. No, we need 90 billion. We need 200 billion. We just keep going up and up and up and in these crazy amounts, right? And there's no research to show that 100 billion is better than 50 billion or that 50 is better than 20. It's really about the strain. What are those strains actually doing in your system? And have they been studied in the human system itself, right? That's another really critical part. Keep in mind that the vast majority of probiotic research is done on single strains at 2 to 3 billion CFUs per day, right? So this concept of what I call the kitchen sink formulas, where they have like 15, 20, 25 strains in a product is completely asinine to me because you're literally just throwing everything in there, including the kitchen sink. It's a marketing-driven approach to it. So more is not better. Keep that in mind. Don't be fooled by these claims of potency and the potency being based on how many strains and how many CFUs. It's meaningless. The big question is, has that product been researched? So don't be skewed by the more is better concept. Number two, get your probiotic and just supplement recommendations in general from people in the know, right? People who have background in understanding this stuff better, people who are practitioners who have used the products and have real life hands-on experience with it because they are not all created the same. Probiotics are so different, even among sporebiotics. They're completely different depending on the strain and the quality of the strain and what they do and the genetics of the strain, how the product is formulated, how it's put together. All of those things make a huge difference. The only way for you to really feel comfortable that a product is going to have a positive impact is to listen to people who have the background, have the knowledge, have the ability to understand this stuff and have experience with the product. That's why I think most people should be getting their supplements, not from walking into the big box stores and just going, oh, I need a probiotic. Oh, there's one for $9.99. Awesome. I'm taking my probiotic for the day. I did a good thing. Nope. It's not doing anything. That gummy is not doing anything for you in your system. So listen to programs like this. Listen to practitioners. Follow actual practitioners online who post what they've had success with, not the, you know, fancy Instagram models that are health experts, right? So follow your actual, yes, practitioners, people who are qualified, who are seeing patients. So get their clinical recommendations. That is so powerful because everything you see online, all the email that you keep getting from that one company that's talking about probiotics, you know, what you see on the shelf in the store and all that, the vast majority of that does absolutely nothing. And the third part of it, and this is a harder part to kind of go understand, is getting products that have human clinical trials published. Because unless someone is studying the product, you really don't know what it does, right? We can make assumptions. We can go, oh, these 3 or 4 strains are really good on their own. If we add them all together, maybe it's a super product. Or maybe the strains counteract one another and have antagonistic pathways, right? You don't know that until you study. And to me, our health and our wellness is worth investing in science. And so making assumptions doesn't work for me as somebody with a scientific mindset. The only way for you to know if a product has research, number one, you go to the product's website and hopefully they quote research studies. They have a tab or something that shows research where they actually studied their finished products. Don't be fooled by products that have 15 different strains in it and 1 or 2 of those strains has research and they claim that research as their product research, right? Mm-hmm. That's another trick that a lot of companies do. They go, like, guys, there's a probiotic out there that claims Harvard studies, on the probiotic. You go, wow, this is an amazing probiotic. It's been studied at Harvard. Nope. One of the 17 strains that are in the product has a small study from Harvard in it. But that's meaningless when you take that one strain and throw it in 17 others and mix it in and put it in a capsule, whatever you do. You have no idea if that same effect is actually going to occur. But they will mislead you by doing things like that. But again, if you're not experienced in understanding research and all that, how do you know that you're looking at the right thing? The only way you know is by listening to people who have the knowledge and the background to do it. So it comes back to tip number two, try to get your supplement recommendations from people in the know. Practitioners who have used products with patients, seen the results, seen the effects, seeing things that don't work, seeing things that do work, and understand the nuances of when and when they may not work. So educating yourself on this becomes extremely valuable. So those are hopefully three tips. I know I didn't outline them 1, 2, and 3 very cleanly, but hopefully that gave people some understanding that you don't have to be out there on your own trying to figure this out. There's lots of great, knowledgeable people putting good content out, but getting it from practitioners, I think, to me is a really, really important resource.
I'm so glad that you unpacked it that way. I think it's so important for us to take a fresh look at how are we taking in this information. And I'm just going to entreat the practitioners listening in to take a fresh look at how you're taking in your information. It should not come from your rep. I'm just astonished at what people will sell because it's all inclusive and aligned that they have had some success with some product. You know, within that general 100 product lineup, let's take a fresh look, especially at probiotics. Let's be really diligent for our clients and patients. Awesome. Thank you so much for all of your wisdom and for giving us some fresh perspective, but also so much hope today. Really appreciate you. Thanks for listening. Go to detoxrejuvenation.com to find the links in the show notes to everything we covered in this episode. Please subscribe, review, and share with other humans who need this precious information. Let's help each other. Until next time, love, Sinclair.